Whole lot of shaking going on. Och jag tänker inleda det här på svenska för att det är så att vi har några svenska gäster, men vi har dessutom en amerikansk gäst. Men jag tänkte börja ändå på svenska för att vi har väl en legendar, får man väl säga. Då riktar jag mig rakt fram till, ja, först och främst ska jag välkomna dig hit. Blixten har jag hört att du kallas.
Absolut.
Var kommer det ifrån någonstans?
Det kommer väl ifrån min tid i militären. Det var väl många Jönsson.
Aha.
Där finns ju en del som du säkert vet.
Ja, eller hur?
Men det var de som fick värre namn än mig, så att jag var rätt så nöjd med det. Så det har levt kvar sedan dess.
Ja, och vi har en riktig legendar i studion just nu. Jag tänkte att från och med nu så går vi över till engelska, eftersom att det är en amerikan. To the left of Blixten Lightning we have who? Jimmy, welcome.
Thank you very much. Glad to be back in Sweden again.
Your full name is?
James Mack Van Eaton. They call me JM. Some people call me Jimmy. I answer to both of them.
And your connection to Jerry Lee Lewis?
Well, I met Jerry when he was just starting out, and was fortunate enough to play on all of his records as a drummer. And it's actually kind of got my foot in the door in the history of rock and roll, and we're still rocking and rolling, man.
How long have you been in the business, in the musician?
I think I'm 60-something years, you know. I've started when I was 17 years old, and my 80th birthday's coming up, so I'll let you do the math. It's been a while.
It's been a while. And on this particular track, it's just you and Jerry Lee.
Well, there's the whole lot of shaking going on. It's just you have the whole band, but if you do Great Balls of Fire, it's just the two of us on the record, that record. But a whole lot of shaking had a guitar player and a bass player as well.
Okay. I'm focusing on Blixten, like Chris, again. The whole reason that Jimmy is here, you have to explain it to us, to the listeners.
Yeah, I'm from America's Car Club in Hull, and we have a yearly event called Twin Lake Run, and this year is the 22nd year in a row, and we are doing a car rally on Saturday, and we are expecting around 750 cars on Saturday to participate in the rally. And it's very popular, but at first we start on Friday with a party at Jägersborg Camping and Fair. So with a lot of bands from Sweden and abroad, and we hope to have many visitors from this part of Skåne.
Skåne. Yes. We have another person in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
And you are also, like Christer, one of those who has...
Yeah, I'm a member of the club as well, and helps out with a little bit of everything.
How long have you been a member?
About 10 years, I guess.
Okay, and Christer, how long have you been a member?
Since back in 1978.
When it comes to the time period of the cars, what type of cars are mostly on these meetings?
This is a meeting for all kind of cars, really. It's not hot rods only, it's not like 50s only or 60s. It's a day for everybody who runs and owns American car. So maybe that's one of the reasons that event is that popular. So it's a day for everybody, and it's a cruise for 70-80 kilometers, and you have some stops along the way, and you do some tests and maybe questions or some other fun, and you meet cars along the way. So we're driving you will meet cars on the ride. So that's fun.
When it comes to cars, Jimmy, your favorite car?
Well, I was fortunate enough to own a brand new 1957 Chevrolet when I was just a kid. When I started playing music, I started making a little money, and that was a very popular car at the time. And as through the years, it's held up. A lot of people, when they start looking at vintage automobiles. The 57 Chevrolet is pretty popular. And, of course, I've had several others since then. But I think, looking back on it now, that's my favorite.
When it comes to the artists that you have been playing with, except Jerry Lee Lewis, is there any other one you would like to highlight?
I was fortunate enough to play with Roy Orbison and Johnny Cash and Conway Twitty and Charlie Rich and Billy Lee Riley. I mean, it's just, I became the session drummer at Sun Studio at a very young age. And as records started selling, I kind of became more in demand, if you will, to play on the records, which was a good thing for me. So it worked out well.
When it comes to you, Mr. Johnson, your favorite car?
I go for the best, the Cadillac.
Of course.
Yes.
And if I turn my head to the right?
Well, yes. I have to say Chrysler.
Chrysler.
The 60s Chryslers, I like them.
Okay, so when it comes to your own garage, do you have any of these cars?
I own a 1960 Cadillac Eldorado Biarritz.
Looks good too, brother. It's in excellent shape.
And we took a ride the other night, so so Jimmy Van Eaton couldn't experience an American car in another country.
Yeah, it's great.
Matthias, in your garage?
There's a 1968 Chrysler four-door hardtop New Yorker.
Sounds pretty good.
Yes.
When it comes to now on Friday and Saturday, starting of the event and ending of the event?
At Friday, yeah, people coming over, coming in from all parts of South Sweden today and especially tomorrow. And then there is a party tomorrow night in a tent, as we did last year. So there will be a band called Eddie and the Flatheads here from Sweden, do playing some little bit harder rockabilly and rock and roll music. That's very good. And then we have the honor to have the Team Beat Review here. It's a group of the most famous, or some of the most famous, rock and roll singers and performers from Sweden doing a Team Beat project. It's like how it sounded in the late 50s and the start of the 1960s, with 11 people on stage. So that would be a bust.
When it comes to the weather, do you have any clue?
Looks good.
Looks good?
Yeah.
Both days?
We have the rain today, but tomorrow will be sunny skies until Sunday evening, for sure.
Right. When it comes to Roy Orbison, what songs have you participated in?
Well, he had a song called Sweet and Easy to Love and a song called Devil Doll, which was recorded on Sun. He had another one called Claudette that I played on. He wrote that song, but he became probably more popular after he left Sun and went to Monument Records and cut Pretty Woman and songs like that.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw it, but there was a little sign from one of the co-workers about motorcycles. So if I ask you a question about motorcycles, can you bring a motorcycle to the event?
Yes, as a visitor, of course, but we don't do any motorcycles. It's a car event, and but as a visitor, you're most welcome, and there will be a lot parking lots and spaces for that. So you're very welcome.
We're going to play a Roy Orbison song from 1956. It's called Domino, and then we'll continue to talk. Domino made Roy Orbison, och vi är tillbaka i studion här, och det är återigen så att vi kommer koppla till engelska. Roy Orbison där, Domino. When it comes to your playing now, during this event, what can we, the audience, expect from you?
Well, they can expect a great show right off the bat. We're going to be doing songs that I actually played on the original records on. We're going to have a set with a guy doing Jerry Lee's, and we're going to do some Johnny Cash. We're going to do some Billy Riley. So if you like Sun Records, if you're into that, even if you don't like them, you're going to be surprised. You need to come on out, because we're going to make you like them. It's going to be a great show. We'll probably do 20-something songs, maybe more. It's not going to be just a hit-and-miss show. It's going to be We have a lot of people on stage, a lot of interaction, and we may even take requests. You never know.
You never know. Okay. When it comes to touring and stuff, for how long have you been doing that?
Well, I don't tour a lot like I used to. I've been doing it off and on for all my life, and last week I was in France, and we're going to go into Charlotte, North Carolina, and do some things there, and then like I say, I don't do as much as I used to. I still do some recording, so if you're ever in Memphis, Tennessee, and you want to record a record at Sun Studio the old-fashioned way, well, give me a call.
Sun Studio Memphis, that's where you're from.
That's where I'm from, so. Memphis, Tennessee. Home of the blues and birthplace of rock and roll.
When it comes to Sun Records, they have produced some, well, flat-out legends when it comes to music.
Elvis Presley.
For,
you know, don't get much better than that. Then you got the killer Jerry Lee, and you got Johnny Cash, and you got Carl Perkins, which I never played on Carl's records, but he was obviously a legend, and the Beatles loved him. They recorded several of his songs. So Memphis is quite popular. Then if you're into soul music, we got Stax Records that has all the good soul music. We're got the blues. Like I say, we're at home of the blues and birthplace of rock and roll.
We're looking forward to the events.
Come out. You're going to miss it. If you don't make it, you're going to be sorry.
Krister, when it comes to like staying, for example, camping, how's the opportunities?
As the event is very popular, the camping ground close to the fair and show on Saturday or Friday and Saturday is fully booked. But we have an opportunity to offer you camping close in the village. And there is a possibility to get a bus from the camping back and forth to the shows both Friday and Saturday nights. So there is still a possibility to be there with a camper.
And if you're hungry, food and drinks?
Food, drinks, full bar and barbecue and hamburgers and all the American food.
There you go.
Where can you find all this stuff, all the information, some sort of website or Facebook?
You can visit us at www.americars.org or at Facebook at Twin Lake Run 2017.
Okay, we're looking forward to the weekend.
Thank you very much. We're looking forward to it ourselves.
I want to thank you, gentlemen, for coming here, and I'll probably see you in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.